Conversations That Matter is a partner program for the Center for Dialogue at Simon Fraser University. The production of this program is made possible thanks to the support of the following and viewers like you.
Meet Jamie Hartnell. He's on his way to work at Site C, where he's a carpenter foreman. It's a job he's had for more than a year. A job that has offered him the stability he was looking for. A job he was looking forward to going to for the next 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years of steady employment. Employment that allowed him to come home at night and spend time with his family. We caught up with him on Father's Day, a day he cherishes. The challenge this year is the cloud of uncertainty that is hanging over him and his family. How much longer will he have a job? The source of that dark cloud is uncertainty over the fate of Site C. If it's paused, then what? If it's canceled, then what?
There's so many balls up in the air right now. We don't know necessarily what's going to happen with the government. Once the government is official, we don't know what they're going to do. What could happen with this town? We own a house. The value of our home could plummet. There's just so much in the air right now.
It is cruel to do this to these people. Imagine if my job was hanging by a thread based on decisions made by people 1,000 kilometers away. I'd be upset. I'd be very concerned. I'd be worried. I'd be talking to, you know, my wife and my kids. We may have to move. You'd be looking for other options.
And that's exactly what Jamie Hartnell and his family are doing. The problem is they don't know what to do.
If they canceled, short term, I would probably try and make ends meet here until I could sell my house and then probably end up moving.
Small businesses, contractors, and suppliers are all asking the same questions.
Well, you're worried for months, and then if you're a company owner, you know, you're signing contracts in good faith, but are they ever going to come to fulfillment? You know, how do you staff up for that? How do you attract people? You know, they're about to go into a summer season and where they're actually going to add hundreds more workers. How do you attract people to come work for you if you don't even know if the project is going on?
And it ripples out from there.
But there is a lot of caution in the air. People might be a little bit more worried about whether they should go ahead. Should they buy that new pickup truck? Should they buy a house? That's going to be put on hold.
And that cascades down the line to not-for-profit organizations that benefit from the donations they receive. What happens to that support if the project is paused? What happens if it's canceled? The answer is, the money gets canceled. The same is true of the more than $1 million a year the city of Fort St. John receives to fund a range of services, including bolstering the RCMP. We sat down with Jamie Hartnell, who works at Site C, Mayor Lois Ackerman, and Jennifer Moore of the Hospital Foundation for a conversation that matters about not knowing.
Jamie Hartnell, thank you for inviting us into your home for this conversation that matters.
You're very welcome.
You work at the Site C dam site, is that correct?
That's correct.
What do you do there?
I'm a carpenter foreman.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it since May of 2016.
So a little over a year.
Yes.
Good job?
I love it.
Yeah? Well, what do you like about the job?
I like the people. The crew's been really good. The work is good. And I get to come home every night.
Which is pretty, why, you've worked at jobs where you've been like in remote locations then?
It's always been very important to me that I'm home every night. So while I've spent a day here, a day there away, for the most part, my entire working career, I'm home every night.
Which is good.
It's very important to me, yes.
And this is a good job, is it? Like the company, like the site, everything is like, it's what you would classify as a class A construction job.
It is, yes.
Which is pretty good. How often do those come along?
They don't come along very often. Especially in my boat where I get to be home.
Okay.
That'll never happen again.
Really? You can't foresee a job like this coming up again?
I can't foresee a job where I can work an industrial construction job, make a good wage, and be home every night in Fort St. John.
Wow. So as we are sitting right now uncertain about what the future of this job is, what does that do for you or to you?
Well, it does a lot of things. There's so many balls up in the air right now. We don't know necessarily what's going to happen with the government. Once the government is official, we don't know what they're going to do, right? They could pause the job. They could cancel the job. This town that we live in is very much based on oil and gas. What could happen with this town? We own a house. The value of our home could plummet. There's just so much in the air right now. So when you say uncertainty, yes, definitely there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
So what was the job market like when you took this job? Did you take this job over something else?
I had a job that I was working at for about 3 years. It was a fabulous job for a fabulous employer, but the work was not very consistent anymore.
How come?
Just as things were starting to slow down around Fort St. John.
So the economy was slowing down.
The economy was slowing down here, yes.
So along comes this job.
Yes. I went to the job fair in February. I spoke with the union representatives, and it sounded perfect. With the downturn of the economy, this might be our saving grace. And it absolutely was, because I had phoned previous employers whom I had good relationships with, and there wasn't a spot for me at any of them.
Is there a spot now?
I don't know yet.
So do you find yourself in this place like, okay, seeing as I don't know what's happening, do I look for another job? Do I move from Fort St. John? Like, what are some of the things that you're having to consider?
We're having to consider everything. But like I say, certain things have to happen for that to be able to happen, right? I can't just leave my house to move away from Fort St. John for work. I have to either try and rent it out or try and sell it. And with the real estate market coming down, can I afford to sell my house? There's just a lot of questions that need answers.
Is the real estate market, are you seeing it soften?
Yes.
And housing prices, what's happening there?
Well, I think maybe a year and a half ago, I probably could have gotten $370,000 for my house. And today, it's listed at, I think we listed at $335,000.
Holy smokes. And so why have you listed it? Is it because you're trying to hedge your bets, or what is...
No, we originally listed because we just wanted to move to the area of town where my kids go to school.
Oh.
So they could be around their school friends. So it didn't start off as a, we got to sell this place and be prepared under fear. It was originally based on just trying to be closer to my kids' friends.
How long is your husband on the market?
A year.
A year?
Yes.
No offers?
Not one offer yet, no.
Okay, so that makes it a little difficult to sell. A year or two ago, what was the housing market like?
It was very busy, and you could get top dollar for your house at that point.
Holy smokes. So if the job's paused and you're not working, then what do you do?
I don't know. I would phone old employers and try to get work locally, which still might be a possibility. But again, as a ticketed carpenter, it's not always easy to find a really good paying job.
Mm-hmm.
So for the longest time, we were getting by.
Okay, so the idea of a pause would be, well, we're going to pause it, we're going to decide whether or not we're going to go ahead, and then we might. So then what happens if they go, okay, well, we're going to hit the build button again? Do you then give up on the employer that has hired you during a pause and go back to Site C, or?
Those are all things you have to decide at the time, right? Because I do sacrifice a lot of family time, even though I'm home every night. You know, I like to coach my kids' hockey. I can't do that on a shift schedule where I'm not home till 7:30. So even though it's a great job, a person does still sacrifice for those kinds of things, right? But ultimately, I would say, yeah, I would probably go back to this job if they fired back up.
What happens if they cancel it? What do you think you would do?
If they canceled, short term, I would probably try and make ends meet here until I could sell my house, and then probably end up moving.
What do you think's the likelihood of selling your house if they canceled the project?
Well, this project is really helping Fort St. John get by right now. And if none of the oil and gas goes through, then Fort St. John might be in a bad spot. And it scares me to think about what it might be like, especially personally. What would we do? You know, nobody's right. going to buy our house. You don't want to have to turn the keys in, right? But they're all legitimate fears that we have right now.
And you're living with that every day right now.
Yes.
That's going to be hard.
It is hard, yeah. It's hard to enjoy your day-to-day stuff when you have that looming over you constantly.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're in that situation. I can't imagine. It's got to be very difficult. Thank you very much for sharing what must be a very trying time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Mayor Ackerman, thank you for having us in your chambers here.
Oh, welcome to Fort St. John.
Thank you. With the indecision right now, or the uncertainty around Site C, what's the mood like here in Fort St. John?
I would say, in a word, concerned.
And what does that do? What does it do to a community when people are concerned?
Well, it's really putting a lot of families in stress. They don't know if they're going to have income coming in the next weeks, months, whatever that means. And, you know, when you're trying to raise small children, and we do have a young community, that is very stressful.
No doubt. You're also trying to run the city. How does the fact that this major project is going on here, how does that affect you right now? And what might change if the project get stalled or canceled?
Well, first of all, the community measures agreement that we have on this project.
Let's explain what the community measures agreement is.
Sure. So Fort St. John has a significant community measures agreement with BC Hydro that deals with some of the mitigation and compensation for the construction of this dam that is just 7 kilometers from our downtown. Mm-hmm. So we would really have to take a look at the impact of that disruption.
How much money are we talking about here with the community measures agreement?
Well, it's I couldn't tell you an exact amount for
contribution.
Well,
I read that it's $1 million a year during construction, increasing at about 3% per year. 3.5% per year.
Compound.
Okay. Yeah.
However, and so yes, you're right on that. Mm-hmm. But they also contribute to the RCMP. They're contributing to other things. So that's why I say I can't put an exact number.
Okay, so it's more than that.
It is, yes. There's other contributions that aren't actual money coming to the city. They're contributions in other ways.
So we look at what's happened in oil and gas over the last few years, and that has had an impact on the economy here.
Sure, yeah, the drilling slowdown, yeah.
So there's less money moving through the city. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes a hit on that.
Sure.
Site C comes along, what does that do to the economy?
So that absorbed a lot of that hit, absolutely. It didn't absorb all of it, but it did absorb some of it. Some of the businesses were able to get contracts with Site C. Yeah, Site C had absorbed quite a bit of it.
So is oil and gas coming back? Are you seeing the economy rebound right now?
We are seeing things pick up here.
Which is good.
Yeah, so the natural gas extraction with the LNG, and some LNG projects have moved forward, Wood Fiber for one, and others have indicated that they are moving forward. The reality is that they're all at different stages. And so that is no longer the year-to-year drilling program that we were so used to for many decades. We now, LNG would be a 40-year business plan. And that would enable us to really diversify things and build that value-add industry.
Mm-hmm. So is it safe to say that if Site C gets paused or canceled, that those people who are working there and the businesses that are you know, benefiting from it right now could, you know, fairly gracefully move over into another stream of revenue or jobs?
Not at this time. We need some of the significant LNG proponents to make a positive financial investment decision for that to happen.
And we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
What does it do for your ability as city council to plan right now if you're uncertain about what's going to happen?
We wait every day to hear what the results are going to be. So We're walking forward on thin ice.
Site C remains, let's just say, in limbo. What does that do with your ability to be able to plan, new community amenities and some of the programs that you offer? Do you have to come up with contingency plans?
Well, we are going to have to come up with contingency plans, or even worse, cancel programs. And, you know, I've always said that you've got two senior levels of government that they shift their policies even a little bit, and the municipalities are the catch basins for all of those social issues that will happen as a result. Because people could have a very good paying job and something shifts, they lose that. And those people who have been contributing people in our community are now no longer contributing, but part of the system that they had contributed to before.
Not a comfortable place to be, is it?
It is not a comfortable place to be at all. And I think that we try to impress upon those who govern at the senior levels of government that this is a day-to-day issue for people right across Canada.
Mayor Ackman, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
Jennifer Moore, thank you for inviting us to be here for this important conversation.
Thank you for inviting me to be part of the conversation.
You are a fundraiser for the Fort St. John Hospital Foundation. How important is Site C to you and the work you do?
There's 2,200 people employed down on site, 7 kilometers from downtown. That's a big chunk of our economy as far as it goes from a business perspective, individual perspective. There's a major impact. There's north of 60% of the workforce that works here, that lives here in the region, here in Fort St. John, that are working on site. So it's important to us.
What does the uncertainty about not knowing whether or not the project's going to move forward do for you and your ability to do your job?
It's a big problem for us. Individuals, if they have uncertainty about their job moving forward, they put their wallet in their back pocket instead of pulling it out and writing a check for us. And this is not just about the Hospital Foundation. It's also about the Women's Resource Center and the United Way and a litany of other nonprofit organizations in our community that build our community to what it is.
So how do you plan around this? Like, if we hear that the project may get paused before there's a final decision as to whether or not you move forward, do you keep going with your fundraising programs? Do you have to realign? Do you look for other sources of revenue? Do you say, well, maybe that one's not going to work?
Right now, the thought process is, how do we keep the pie the same size? And that is an ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's an ongoing conversation for every nonprofit in this community.
What happens if the project is canceled? Because we know that BC Hydro and Peace River Hydro Partners are committed to putting more than $1 million back into the community each year during construction.
Right.
And that money affects a wide variety of programs.
Absolutely.
So what then?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not entirely certain that we've figured out the answer to that. Certainly if the Hydro project stops, it's going to mean there's substantial changes to our community, not just from a social perspective. The population will likely shrink a little bit. There'll be folks that will leave the community to find work elsewhere. That's going to mean that we have a smaller pool, so we have a smaller fundraising pool. So we have Site C, and there's individuals who work there who donate to the foundation. There are companies who work there who consider the foundation to be really important, but they also consider other organizations to be important. But certainly, because of the scale of the project, it's got a massive impact on our community.
How generous are people here in good times?
Oh my goodness. The community is incredibly generous. They know, we know, I say, not they, we, I live here, this is my home. We know that we need to support ourselves, because sometimes the folks south of the rocks, and I sort of mean Mackenzie South, don't really understand the challenges that we face up here.
So what do you think is going to happen to that generosity if we see continued uncertainty?
I'm worried. I truthfully, here at the foundation, I worry about our ability to raise the money that we have put into our budget that we think we can raise. I'm new in this role, and I have high aspirations and big goals and take no prisoners sort of attitude. But I'm worried that I'm going to be able to achieve those goals that I set for the organization. Really, the environment and the economic environment is a big player. It's 80% of what we do.
And that's money that goes directly to the hospital to fund equipment, and where else does it go?
It stays here. Every dollar raised here stays here. So $108,000, or the $160,000 ultimately, stays here in the community for cancer treatment, right here in Fort St. John. Annually, you know, the money we raise with our Be an Angel campaign, it all stays here. It does not leave the community. We are putting money into the MRI that's being installed right now. We did a capital campaign a number of years ago to install a CT scanner. Recently, we bought wireless fetal heart monitors. We have a wonderful donor in Vancouver that does provincial support on healthcare that helped us replace some ICU beds. You know, that all this stuff is important. You know, there's an individual in our hospital that's been struggling in the health system for a year and a half and has been bumped around, and we just recently did What Matters to You Day. And what's important to you when you get engaged with the healthcare system? And his response was, I need consistent messaging across the province because I'm a resident of BC. And I need to know that I'm treated for the same way in Vancouver as I am in Fort St. John. That's part of what we're doing here at the foundation, is ensuring to the best of our ability in a smaller community that we can treat people here instead of having to send them to the bigger centers when that's possible.
Dr. Moore, thank you and best of luck.
Thank you.